WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a federal judge has extended the deadline for the Trump administration to provide details about the deportation flights under the use of the Alien Enemies Act.
Increasingly, this is shaping up to be a dispute between the executive and judicial branches that's destined to land at the Supreme Court. The administration insists Judge James Boasberg can't pry into the president's handling of Venezuelan gang members, whom he's deemed to be part of a foreign terrorist organization. The judge says that since immigrant rights advocates have filed suit, he needs more information about the way the administration has handled the matter to determine whether it has acted within the law.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. The White House says the meeting between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky was good as the U.S. works to nail down terms on a possible ceasefire deal between Ukraine and Russia. Russia's leader agreeing to a 30-day pause to attack Ukraine's infrastructure. Severe storm alerts stretching across parts of the Midwest, on alert for tornadoes this afternoon in Illinois and Indiana. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. What a day for mid-March. We've got rain, thunderstorms, and snow in our forecast. We've already heard some of that thunder here in Madison. Hail is possible, so cars will be safest if they're in a garage. But this evening, that rain will switch over to snow as it gets colder. Streets can get really slippery when that happens, so be prepared to be patient if you're on the road. Here in Dane County, you can expect to wake up to 1 to 3 inches of snow in the morning. Farther north, like up toward the Dells, they may get up to 5 inches. Winter is just not done with us yet. Meanwhile, forecasting could get harder because of cuts from the Trump administration. All weather forecasting uses data from the National Weather Service and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains the potential problems ahead.
Over 880 scientists at NOAA have been fired under the administration of President Donald Trump, and more than 200 people in the National Weather Service have also been let go. On top of that, another 500 people accepted an offer to resign early, helping ease the firings being held above their coworkers. Current employees say NOAA and the NWS were already understaffed and working long hours. And it's affecting us right here in Wisconsin. We have offices in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay. The NWS in Duluth and also Minneapolis service our Northwoods. And with severe weather right around the corner, they fear that forecasting tornadoes may become a problem, especially in an outbreak with multiple warnings happening at the same time. With the staffing shortages, offices nearby will help understaffed sites track tornadoes and issue warnings. But the disruption may result in delays. And we know time is precious in those situations, and with less eyes on it, means more risks for residents. Currently, the National Weather Service strives for a 13-minute lead time from the warning issued to the storm impacting your location.
That's Brittany Merlot reporting. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers add a receiver from the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers picking up a wide receiver and returner in free agency. He's Mecole Hardman, who earned 3 Super Bowl rings with the Kansas City Chiefs. Hardman, who turned 27 last week, suffered a knee injury last season. He'll sign a 1-year deal with Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks losing last night at Golden State 104-93. Steph Curry sat out for the Warriors. The Bucks have lost 5 of their last 7 games. March Madness underway. The Wisconsin Badgers are arriving in Denver last night for tomorrow afternoon's game against Montana at 12:30.
I think quick turn, go play, right? Don't dwell on, hey, we got to the championship game, we didn't get it done, now let's go on to next, we get to play in another one. We just focused on a 4-team, 2-game tournament. We have to win Thursday if you want to get Saturday. You know, as I've always said, all the bad teams are probably waking up about right now on spring break, somewhere with their feet in the sand, and the really good ones are still playing.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Showers and some thunderstorms today, with high temperatures tapping 40 degrees and winds whipping. They'll be gusting up to 40 miles per hour, prompting a wind advisory tonight. Early this evening, rain switches over to sleet and then to all snow. And accumulations look to be anywhere from 2 to 5 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils about education.
And talk to us, because we are your town hall. Yeah, let's go with that one.
Really?
Yeah.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbaugh Show. Now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Wednesday, March 19th, 2025, and it is
Hump Day!
That's right. And it is also a great day to be a Wisconsinite here at the World Headquarters, downtown Madison. It is raining right now. A little rain outside, and can expect that to continue here in Madison. Parts of the state are already receiving snow, particularly up in Trivia's old stomping ground up there in the old River Falls area up there. It's a little snowy up there in Chippewa Valley. Also going to be snowy. Well, eventually all this precipitation, if it's not already, as this front moves through, is going to change to snow. So throughout the afternoon into tonight, some of Wisconsin roadways, if they're not already, will become very slickery, as they say. So do drive carefully. Allow extra time if you have to be on the roads tonight. Some places in Wisconsin could see 6, maybe 8 inches locally in terms of actual snowfall. This is going to be the wet, heavy stuff. So please don't be shoveling too much. It's unfortunately a time when a lot of folks can have heart attacks trying to move that kind of snow around. If you don't have to go anywhere, you might want to just let it sit, because we'll be back in the 50s for much of the state by the end of the week. Lots coming up in hour number 2 today. Talk about this fun story down in Milwaukee, where students are showing off underwater engineering schools at the 7th annual Sea Perch Tournament. Talk a little bit about that. That'll be fun. Also, 48 years ago today, the final curtain fell on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. 48 years ago today. We'll talk a little bit about that. Talk about our brackets as well, as the Badgers are set to take on the Montana Grizzlies on Thursday. Pregame show starts at 11:30. The tip-off time is around 12:30. You can hear that locally on stations across the broadcast airwaves in Richland Center, Amory, and Wisconsin Rapids. Due to the NCAA and their agreement with Westwood One, we are not able to stream that on the Civic Media app. So you have to live in one of those communities. For those watching on television, I believe it's on TNT, which will be broadcast on Thursday as well. Also, what's worse coming up here in a minute, but our friend Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at Lincoln Project, has agreed to stick around to have a little fun with what's worse. We're going to do that in a minute. But first, we're going to go out to Los Angeles, California, in L.A. Tom. Before the break, at the end of the last hour, we were talking about this article that this post that Mark Cuban had done, and Trigvi was talking about this, on the effect of tariffs, the Trump tariffs, which it looks like, according to the figures that Trigvi has here and Mark Cuban, up to 10% or more of Wisconsin jobs are going to be affected negatively on this, and just talking about the messaging of why we don't hear more about this. L.A. Tom, thanks for joining us. What say you?
Yeah, Todd, first, I want to compliment you on showing where each $100 is going to of taxes, And I hope that you can do that also on the state level as much. The one question I have is how much of that tax dollars is actually going also towards tax breaks for the rich. So I would love it if you could
we'll work on that again.
I think it's a really important thing. Mm-hmm. Also, please take the quiz, selectacandidatequiz.com.
I promise I will.
Because I want everyone to take that because they'll show that they're voting against their best or voting for their best interest. You know, what we have to think about, and this is going to be controversy, especially with you and Trigby, I think. Republicans do not like We the People government. They said they want to destroy it, and their actions are showing that. Democrats like We the People government and want it to be better. If you love your job or if you're at your job and you love the company, you're going to do really, really good for the company. If you hate your job, you're not going to do such a great job for the company. So I would say to anybody out there that's, you know, talking about Susan Crawford and Mr. BS, you know, hey, if you want someone that really believes in the rule of law and believes in good government, good We the People government, or do you want someone that's just basically owned completely by the special donors? It's not that the Democrats are not also in the you know, getting money in, for politics to run for office. But I'm sorry, this is the Republican sandbox, and the Democrats are just playing in it. Democrats have put up many bills on a federal level to try to get money out of politics, including H.R. 1. Which they were filibustered on. And, you know, that's the, that is the clue behind this whole thing. And I really think Democrats, what I'm doing, Todd, to find solace, and I hope everyone else maybe think about this, I'm going back and I'm listening to the old FDR speeches. And I'll tell you know what, that's when it was government was great. And what Democrats need to really do, and I think even people in the middle need to start doing, is saying, let's make government great again. Because government is we the people. We pay our taxes. That's what pays for the things such as the fire department and all of that. And honestly, the Republican Party, and it's been their goal for a very, very long time, has been they want to privatize things, and they don't want to have things in the public sector. All right. Now, I'll tell you this, if my house is burning down, I do not want to have to make sure I call and be on an automated service and say, I hope you paid your dues so the whole neighborhood doesn't burn down, you know, from it. But that's what the Republican Party would like to have happen, is everything be privatized.
Stand by. Don't go anywhere. Stand by. Stay on the line. We'll keep the line open there for L.A. Tom. Trivy.
I mean, I agree with him in the sense that Democrats, well, the Democrats need to start caring like Democrats, but fighting like Republicans, right? Like that, at the end of the day, that's what needs to happen. And, I just think, I don't know. I think at the end of the day, you know, if Democrats, there's a lot of people who've been sold this bill of goods that government isn't doing anything for them until they need it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody hates lawyers until you need one, right? Like, it's the same thing. And people like the roads they drive on. They, you know, and this is an assault on government. I don't know how much of this is, I mean, it's a very sort of, it's not a sliver. It's a lot of Republicans. Republicans tend to be more skeptical of government, but the ones who are running the ship in this are these really sort of libertarian, we don't need no government, except for if I can get a big contract to install my rocket ship stuff. Then I'm all for it.
Right. No, I agree with you. And yeah, I mean, I don't think that was particularly controversial, L.A. Tom. I thought you nailed a lot of great points. I think two things. A, on the messaging, I agree with Brian Schatz, the U.S. Senator from Hawaii, Democrat, who has said that, you know, Democrats need to start talking like normal people. His term, his words, not mine, which I think is absolutely true. I'll also say this, and, you know, I think most Wisconsinites loved Bob Uecker, still love Bob Uecker, the longtime Brewer announcer of 50-plus years who passed away here a couple of months ago. And Lane Grindle, his longtime co-announcer, who is now the voice of the Brewers for this season, Lane Grindle wrote a great piece about Bob Uecker and Uecker telling him the secret, or one of the secrets, to good announcing. And he said, you know, stats are great. All these stat sheets they give us and everything, yeah, they're great. I mean, hey, man, use them. Like, you know, but he said, don't get confused. The game is out there. And he pointed from the announcing booth onto the field. He said, the game's out there. It's on the field. It's in the stands. In other words, if you want to paint a great picture for our audience, don't have your nose buried in the stats. Just look out there. And I think sometimes in our travels, trivia around the state, I wish Democrats would spend more time out there. And I wish that they would actually see how people are living and how they, and that there's not all a bunch of hateful people that are voting for Donald Trump. They're just frustrated. And I think we have to learn that the game of politics, it's out there in the state of Wisconsin. It's not behind polls and stat sheets.
Well, not only that, well, I mean, there was a survey that just came.
Go ahead, LA.
Go ahead, Tom.
No, I absolutely agree with you. And the fact that, you know, the people out there, I believe that it's not that they're bad people. It's honestly that they're being buffooned. They're actually being lied to, and they're actually believing it. And I wish they could come to a thing that says, you know what, I have been snookered by these people. But what the Democratic Party needs to do, get back to your FDR roots. Get back to your Teddy Roosevelt roots in terms of on the Republican side, talking about conservation and talking about the beauty of this country and the national forest and things like that that Teddy talked about, and FDR talking about, you know, people getting health care for all and Social Security and unemployment and the WPA system. And he wasn't about just giving people money just to give people money. They had a government was the employee of last resort. And I think that, you know, we don't have a thing right now where we have a lot of competition in business. We have monopolies.
Right.
So therefore, you do not even have, and now you have corporate capture where the corporations are bought off. But I'm telling you, the problem is, it is the conservative Supreme Court that brought us Citizens United. They brought us Buckley versus Vallejo, and they brought us First National Bank versus Bilotti.
I appreciate
corporations, people, and made this whole mess happen.
Up against the clock, LA. I appreciate the call. Trigvi, let's wrap it up on that, please.
I mean, I would say this. I'm just thinking as Tom's talking. The reality is the Democratic Party, much like the Republican Party, is held captive by the extremes of the party. And the Democrat Party is to a degree, too. And part of the reason, there was a survey that just came out that shows, you know, most voters, even Democrats, think that the Democrats are mostly concerned with the issues of their base and not problems of average people. And until they fix that, and part of the reason why the culture wars on the right win is because Democrats are afraid to say certain things because they don't want to offend a small portion of their base that's out of step on a lot of these things. And it allows things that aren't really things, like men playing women's sports in the state of Wisconsin in high school athletics, that's not a thing, to become things.
Right. Appreciate that. Stay tuned. Trigvi and I are going to start off. Please stick around and help us start off with the what's worse. Not going to want to miss that. A little lighter side after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to ChadsDesignBuild.com to learn more.
Streaming TV TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness and, more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour, 1 o'clock. It's a rainy day, indeed, here in Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm playing the song Sleeping with the Radio On by Charlie McLean.
I wish I was. I came with Nauticon, who does all of our billing, our finances here. He had a blanket wrapped. It gets chilly in this office. He had a blanket. I said, I wish I was home with a blanket and a hot cup of coffee today, or chillier. It's really one of those days in Wisconsin. How's the weather out in Washington, D.C., Trigvi Olson?
Today is not so bad.
Today is not so bad.
60s.
We had some callers on the line here and wanted to keep discussing media and that sort of thing. We'll do that after the 1:30 break if those folks want to call back. But right now at 22 past the hour, 1 o'clock, time once again for What's Worse. Here we go. This or that, this or that. But of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this. Time once again to play What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 stations in the Civic Media News Talk Sports Network, the largest privately owned radio network in Wisconsin. No better way to have your voice, your company out there on the airwaves than Civic Media. Go to civicmedia.us to check out how to advertise with us. All right. As Mike Lucas says, timely indeed. Trigvi Olson has stayed around to help us kick off this edition of What's Worse. Trigvi, I've traveled with you. And, you know, usually we try not to have a report down at the lobby earlier than 9 because Trigvi needs his sleep. And so today's
what? I don't talk before 10 o'clock.
that's actually pretty accurate. He comes down to the lobby, and I know enough well by now. I just sit there reading something on my phone or the paper, and when he wants to talk, he'll talk.
My good friend Lord Ashcroft always says, you don't talk before 10 o'clock and then you never shut up.
That's also kind of true, but in a good way. All right, here's what's worse. Because especially with a day like today, sometimes some people are staying up late to watch the March Madness, and sleep can be a problem. So today's what's worse, trouble sleeping or trouble waking up? Trouble sleeping or trouble waking up? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can text us on the Civic Media app. What's worse, trouble sleeping or trouble waking up? I ask you, Trigvi Olson.
It's a really hard one because they're both terrible.
I feel you for know, you because I, you legit have like sleeping problems.
I do have a lot of sleeping problems. In fact, I'm supposed to go see a sleep person.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm going to, I'll probably have to, you know, they hook you up with the machine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For like sleep
apnea? My dad and my sister, a lot of them have sleep apnea. Oh. And she's, my GP doesn't think I have sleep apnea, but I might have restless leg syndrome.
My mom has
But anyway,
that.
And I certainly have a mind that keeps me up. I yes. think trouble waking up is probably worse for me. Only because it really bugs me when I don't get enough sleep and then I struggle to get up.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely. 855-752-4842. We go to Cindy in beautiful Appleton, Wisconsin. Cindy, trouble sleeping or trouble waking up? What's worse?
Hey, Todd. Hey, Trigby. Trouble sleeping, Cindy. Because if I don't sleep well, then I have trouble getting up. So if I sleep like a log, I can get up in the morning without a problem, but not the other way around. So.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you. I appreciate the call, Cindy. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Lots of texts coming in. We go to the phone lines again. Our friend Troy in Mount Horeb calling in. Troy, what's worse, trouble sleeping or trouble waking up?
Pretty much just like Joe said, trouble sleeping, because then I'm a bear in the morning if I don't get enough sleep. So, right. Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick, the guy with the Peruvian wife, he was in Newsweek this last week, I think, saying that he'd vote for Trump again.
Wow.
So I don't know if he just wanted to get rid of his wife or what, but...
I don't know. I'm not sure. As Chris,
but he said,
what? Go ahead.
But he said in there that he was hoping that the publicity around this would get Trump to make the policy better, like Trump cares about him and his wife or something.
Incredible. All right. Thanks, Troy. I appreciate it. What's worse, waking up, sleeping, or going to sleep, or trouble waking up? According to Roger, watching on Facebook, says he's listening to WFHR. Well, Stevens Point, it says. But he's in Stevens Point listening to WFHR. Trivi, you and I have been to WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids. He says trouble sleeping leads to trouble waking up after finally getting to sleep.
That is true.
That's pretty well said.
Well, except you can be having trouble sleeping because you're out having a lot of fun and then have a hard time waking up.
You can be, you could be just a high roller at the craps table and not wanting to walk away.
Now you're talking my style.
Yes, I know. I slept fine that night because I did not go to the casino that night. But Trigby came back much richer. So
just making money, baby. And then Curdy and I lost it all during the Bears game at his casino in Chicago. My entire profit.
855-752-4842. What's worse, trouble sleeping or trouble waking up? Christine in Slinger listening on WAUK says trouble sleeping is worse. Also, Tony listening in Madison on WMDX says trouble sleeping is much worse. John listening on WISS in Oshkosh says trouble sleeping for sure, as that leads to waking up the next day. Greg in beautiful Genesee Depot listening on WAUK says trouble sleeping is worse. I worked third shift for 32 years. I still can't sleep at night and I hate getting up in the morning. Wow. That's incredible. All right. Very good. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, if you can make it quick, trouble sleeping or trouble waking up, what's worse?
Well, I have trouble sleeping. And in order to overcome the trouble waking up, I usually end up fighting it and making sure I stay awake all night if I have an early appointment.
Well, there you go. All right. Very good. I appreciate the call, Ollie. Thank you so much. Trigby, I appreciate you sticking around an extra half an hour. That was fun. Got some good information out there, and we did a little.
No one was on my side that trouble waking up is worse.
I'm actually with you on that.
Well, all right. Well, good. So there's a couple.
Yeah, absolutely. Trigby Olson, the senior advisor at Lincoln Project. Thanks, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, yep. See you guys.
All right. Thank you very much. Come on back. We'll talk perch and brackets on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Leaders in Fitchburg are considering a wheel tax. In November, voters rejected a $3.6 million referendum that leaders said was necessary to support their growing city. Now they're hoping a wheel tax will help Fitchburg's finances. When drivers submit their yearly registration, they would pay an extra $40 if they live within Fitchburg city limits. Now, they could only use that money on transportation costs, according to the Common Council documents. That would include roads, traffic lights, sidewalks, paths, trails, things like that. Now, more than 60 municipalities across Wisconsin have wheel taxes, including Madison and Sun Prairie. Dane County has one as well. So if Fitchburg's passes, residents would pay $68 in wheel taxes when they renew their registration, the same as what Madison residents currently pay. Meanwhile, voters in Oregon will vote on a referendum April 1st. The city is asking for about $2 million. Leaders say they need that money to upgrade facilities, raise pay to retain staff, and hire 8 new employees in the police department, public works, and the library. On average, that referendum would raise taxes about $100 per $100,000 of property value per year. And we have a record high number of jobs here in Wisconsin. Lisa Hale has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, or DWD, has announced a new record high 3,053,300 total non-farm jobs in the state. That's according to January's preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Preliminary employment estimates for January showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate ticked up to 3.2%, which is still 0.8 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4%.
That's Lisa Hale reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Gwyneth Paltrow says that she and Timothée Chalamet have a lot of sex together, in a new film, that is. In a recent interview with Vanity Fair, Paltrow talked about her new film, Marty Supreme. Chalamet plays a professional ping pong player and Paltrow his love interest. Throughout the interview, Paltrow tries to make ping pong sound sexy, like Chalamet's character learned on the streets. Gwyneth made a point to say there was no intimacy coordinator on the set and that they handled the love scenes themselves. Sources have not confirmed or denied that to enhance the mood on the set, Paltrow lit a whole mess of scented candles she used to sell that supposedly smelled like her private parts. Google it. It's real. Timothée Chalamet is also prepared to launch a personal product of his own. It's a mustache comb called One Day I Might Need This. Marty Supreme will be released Christmas Day of 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Showers and some thunderstorms today, with high temperatures tapping 40 degrees and winds whipping. They'll be gusting up to 40 miles per hour, prompting a wind advisory tonight. Early this evening, rain switches over to sleet and then to all snow. And accumulations look to be anywhere from 2 to 5 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
The John and Gordy Show.
Good morning, Joe.
How you doing, guys? It's always good to note what kind of geopolitical nonsense is going on. Trump, of course, is asking the Danish Egg Association if they would ship some of their eggs to the U.S. because of the surging egg prices that we have. Trump.
Isn't that shocking? What the balls to ask for something like that?
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Stile said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe he should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary. And
I think so.
We the people should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, sports with Paul Noonan, weather with Brittany Merlot, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
certainly make it all seem worthwhile. But you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show it. Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have the town, why don't you take it?
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 35 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. The theme, the iconic theme from the Mary Tyler, boy, I talk for a living, from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Going to tell you why that's important on this historical day. By the way, it's Women's History Month, and in all seriousness, the Mary Tyler Moore Show went a long way to advancing, or at least bringing awareness, I should say at least, to women's rights. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But first of all, going to wrap up what's worse. And we were asking there before the break, what's worse, trouble sleeping or trouble waking up? Let's go to the phone line, 855-752-4842. Whistler, out in Richland Center on WRCE. Whistler, getting to sleep or trouble waking up? What's worse? Are you there, Whistler? Go ahead.
My clock runs 24 hours, Todd. So it's like, as long as I get 8 hours in that 24, I'm good.
Very good. Very good. All right. We appreciate it. Thank you so very much, Whistler. I appreciate you calling in. Yeah, just to wrap, I mean, Zomers, you go first. What's worse?
Yeah, it's definitely trouble waking up. Because some, like, yes, trouble sleeping can lead to trouble waking up.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you just get a couple of sleep cycles in and wake up at the right morning and you're able to go, even though right. You only got, I don't know, 4 hours of sleep.
I agree with you and Trigvi. For me personally, it's trouble waking up is worse. I've talked briefly about this before on the show. I normally don't have trouble going to sleep. In fact, people who know me well know that I can be borderline narcoleptic.
For me, that used to be really bad. Missed classes in college because I sat on a couch in the same building as the classroom and just fell asleep. And then woke up after class. I'm like, again?
It's more like I'd come home at night or whatever. I sit down and boom, I'm just out. So if I'm having trouble sleeping, which believe me, the last year or so that has happened. If I'm having trouble going to sleep, there is something wrong with me, either physically or mentally, or both. But usually I can go to sleep pretty well, but it's getting up, which I'm a light oriented person. So especially when you turn the clocks forward, like we have, it's darker in the morning, it's harder to get up. Yeah. But then I worked sign on shifts in radio for a while, and it's one as Zomer said, kind of once you get used to it, you get into the routine. Well, then it's not so bad. But definitely for me, at least, waking up is much worse. So I appreciate everybody who called in. Well, one more here. We got Jack in Merrimack, 855-752-4842. Jack in Merrimack. Jack, trouble sleeping or trouble waking up? What's worse?
Oh, definitely trouble sleeping. When you have trouble sleeping, you A, have trouble waking up, and B, are usually pretty grouchy. Too.
Yes, that's true.
So I think that is worse for both reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, thanks, Jack. I appreciate you checking in. Have a great day there.
So it seems like we are in the minority on this one.
We are in the minority this time. Most people are saying trouble sleeping is worse. From Zomers and I and Trigvi, it's waking up. All right, 38 minutes now past the hour, 1 o'clock. On the lighter side today. And our friend Jay Matinier on Matinier and Aaron Gregg were talking about this, kind of like this, a few days ago. They were talking about TV shows that you miss being on the air. And I found this today as I was going through some things that it was 48 years ago to the day, March 19th, 1977, the groundbreaking sitcom The Mary Tyler Moore Show aired its final episode on CBS, closing a chapter on one of television's most influential comedies. The series finale, titled The Last Show, drew, get this, over 30 million viewers, cementing its legacy as a cultural touchstone that redefined workplace humor and female representation on the small screen. As of March 19th, 2025, the anniversary serves as a reminder of the show's enduring impact still felt in modern TV
and celebrated by fans old and new. Launched on September 19th, 1970, The Mary Tyler Moore Show followed the stories of Mary Richards, played, of course, by Mary Tyler Moore, a single, career-driven woman navigating life as an associate producer at Minneapolis's fictional WJM TV newsroom. Over seven seasons and 168 episodes, the series, created by James L. Brooks and Alan Burns, broke ground with its sharp writing, ensemble cast, and portrayal of an independent woman thriving outside traditional domestic roles. Alongside Moore, stars like Ed Asner, who played Lou Grant, and that became a spinoff later on, a slightly different, it was a more serious version. Valerie Harper played Rhoda, and the great late Ted Knight played iconic newsman Ted Baxter and turned the newsroom into a comedic goldmine, earning, get this, earned 29 Emmy Awards, including three for Outstanding Comedy Series. The finale aired on a Saturday night 48 years ago tonight and saw the WJM crew facing a bittersweet end as all but Ted were fired after a new station manager took over, only for Mary to deliver a tearful, iconic farewell speech. The episode's blend of humor and heart capped by the cast's group hug and a rendition of It's a Long Way to Tipperary left viewers misty-eyed. It was a great ending. It was a great wrap-up to a great series. What are your thoughts on Mary Tyler Moore's Show? And I'll ask it a different way. Are there any iconic TV programs that featured women as we are in Women's History Month? I think television, entertainment over the years has done a good job, a great job in some cases, of highlighting women. This think about this. In 1970, you know, I was 1 year old. I don't remember 1970, as it turns out. But I was alive, just barely. And it was not normal to highlight a single career-driven woman. I mean, back in 1970, women were still, the expectation was you would marry, you would have children, you would be what was called at the time a homemaker. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with that. That is a job, by the way, being a mother and a homemaker. But the thought of a single woman not particularly wanting a husband and focusing on her professional career outside the home was not popular. And Mary Tyler Moore did a lot to change cultural opinions on that. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What are your thoughts on the Mary Tyler Moore Show on this significant anniversary and overall women in television and the programs that talked about it? Cindy in Appleton. Cindy, thanks for calling back. What are your thoughts on the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
Well, I have two things. First of all, I thought Mary Tyler Moore Show was great. I watched it a lot when I was a kid, and maybe that's why I lean a little to the left more these days, because, you know, she has a lot of good messages for women. And I also met personally Ed Asner. I have a picture with him sitting on a couch at a house that the Progressive brought him in one night for a fundraising event for their magazine. And so I got a picture with Ed, and he was a very staunch Democrat, and so was his daughter.
Yeah.
So that was awesome.
What was he like when you met him?
And the other show, oh, he's an awesome man. And actually, I can't remember how old he was at the time, but he's still sharp as a tack.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But he was funny and had a great sense of humor, personality. He was a really awesome man. But anyway, and the other one I kind of miss is, believe it or not, I know it's not, this is a more of a man-tailored show, but Mayberry RFD, because every one of those shows had a little lesson in it that, you know, Obi would learn. And, of course, the iconic woman in that show was Aunt Bee. So
yeah.
That's another one.
And so the Andy Griffith Show, which then later turned into Mayberry RFD. But, yeah, I mean, that's great. Thank you, Cindy. I appreciate the call. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842. What are your thoughts on this anniversary, the 48 years ago today, the finale for the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and also women in television or television shows that celebrated and broke barriers for women? Let's go to Brian in Milwaukee, listening on WAUK. Brian, thanks for calling. What say you?
Yeah, I've always been a big fan of Mary Tyler Moore ever since she was, you know, in Dick Van Dyke and then, you know, had her own show. But one other woman that I don't think we can ever forget is Lucille Ball. You know, with I Love Lucy, and then she did Here's Lucy and the Lucy Show. I think she did like four spinoffs
and they kept having her kids involved too.
Yeah.
And one thing I don't think that people know is Star Trek wouldn't be around if it wasn't for Lucille Ball, because originally CBS did not want to do Star Trek, and she fought for that show at Desilu Studios, and that's, now we have Star Trek. So, I mean, she's a pioneer in television, and as Billy was at the Kennedy Center Honors, that, you know, they were doing a tribute to her, and Desi said, you know, we were all just props of the show, and she did 90% of it, because it all came from her, and I love Lucy was more than just the title.
Brian, I appreciate you. I appreciate talking about Lucille Ball, but her involvement in Star Trek and getting that greenlit. And of course, it was Nicole Nicholas who ended up being the first black woman on a regular television show to kiss a white actor, and the first interracial kiss on television. And that was enormously groundbreaking at the time on Star Trek.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call, Brian. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think she was on I Love Lucy, when they had Ricky, that was live on TV too.
Yeah.
That was real.
Absolutely. Appreciate the call, Brian. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. Thoughts on Mary Tyler Moore, their finale, which was 48 years ago today on CBS, and overall television shows that have helped propel and break barriers for women. Let's go to Dick listening on WMDX in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling. What say you?
One of the greatest taglines, too, from Ed Asner. You got grit. Right. And he goes, I hate grit. That was, you know, and it spawned so many other shows with women that, you know, I kind of even see it in Murphy Brown later years. And then with the radio version of it, how about WKRP?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was short-lived, but it was a great show.
Yeah. And of course, Lonnie Anderson played kind of the buxom blonde, but usually the joke was on the males who were doing inappropriate things or whatever. So it was them being the joke, not Lonnie Anderson. She was always, it made it look like, oh, here's this kind of blonde-haired woman that doesn't know anything, but usually she got the best of the guys.
Yeah, and I love that. The news guy, Les Nessman, is saying, more news, Les Nessman.
Right. Well, you know, he was the winner of the Buckeye News Award, so there was that.
Yes. If only he would have known that turkeys couldn't fly, right?
Exactly. Thanks, Dick. I appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Carolyn texting in on WAUK from Heartland, and she also said Murphy Brown. So, I mean, that's a show that I rarely have ever missed. And it's so hard to find it now because they didn't really have a theme song to Murphy Brown. They would pick a lot of because in the show, Candace Bergen's character, Murphy Brown, a single newswoman at the time, and later went on to have a child. And she used Motown music, a lot of Aretha Franklin and other things to intro. It was a revolving show theme. And because of the rights and all that music now, you really can't find it anywhere. You have to have it on DVD or whatever. But yeah, Murphy Brown was great. Also, Troy listening in Mount Horeb, WMDX, says Maude. Who doesn't like Maude? Absolutely, you're right. That was a spinoff from All in the Family as well, another Norman Lear production. Mark and Perdisac, Ally McNeil, was pretty good as well. Very good on that. What else we have here? Chris Casper and Madison are one of our engineers. Another great tagline from WKRP. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. We've played that cut before on our Thanksgiving show. Tom in LA Tom, Carol Burnett Show. Absolutely. That was fantastic. And also reminding us that Betty White and Gavin McLeod. Yes, Captain Steubing got his one of his big starts on the Mary Tyler Moore Show as well. So lots of iconic, the Golden Girls. There's a late vote for Brian in Milwaukee for the Golden Girls.
Thank you for being a friend.
Absolutely. 48 years ago today, Mary Tyler Moore signed off the air, but her legacy lives on. Back after this, this is the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people.
Washington State implemented their universal vote-by-mail system in 2013 and built in signature matching for identity verification. A March ruling by the state Supreme Court upholds that rule as constitutional because voters can cure discrepancies. Before the 2022 midterms, a state-commissioned audit found that younger voters, voters of color, and non-English speakers were far more likely to have their ballots rejected, and the rate of rejection varied by county. Two recent lawsuits challenged the signature matching rule, claiming that the lack of handwriting standards and the inconsistent science for signature verification resulted in the rejection of 4,500 Hispanic ballots in the 2020 primary and 36,000 ballots from all voters in the 2022 midterms. In the court's recent opinion, Justice Stephen C. Gonzalez acknowledged those rejections. All too many ballots are not counted because election workers cannot verify the voter's signatures and the voter does not or cannot cure their ballot in time. But the court found no bias, evidence of partisan malfeasance, or that voters were intentionally blocked from voting. It also found counties offered opportunities to cure those ballots. The state's auditor recommended more training for county election officials, outreach to the most affected voter groups to prevent discrepancies, and more valuable advice for any state verifying signatures. We'll have more on that in our next report. I'm Brian Beal.
Looking to strengthen the bond with your pup? Dane County Humane Society offers a variety of dog training classes led by certified trainers. Classes are designed to help you and your furry friend learn new skills, improve behavior, and deepen your connection. Whether your dog is a curious puppy, an independent teenager, or a lifelong learner, DCHS has the tools and expertise to help you set the stage for a successful year ahead. Visit giveshelter.org/dogtraining to register today.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to the Tahlequah Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, CBS or ABC News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to across the Civic Media Radio Network, followed by a check of news in your local community, our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Mike Clemens was on Pete Schwab's show last night and was fantastic as always. It was just a great, it was entertaining and informative to listen to Mike and Pete last night. So enjoyed that. So Mike Clemens will be in our weather forecast. Don't forget wet weather moving across Wisconsin today. Some places already receiving snow. And as the afternoon and evening goes on, some places could have 6 to 8 inches, say around Chippewa Falls area, and then south of Madison, south and east of Madison. In the middle part of the state, maybe 4 inches or so. It's just, it depends on temperatures and how fast it all changes over. But in any event, it's going to be wet, it's going to be slickery, and travel could get hazardous. So be aware of that. Temperatures will warm back to around 50 by the end of the week, so the snow will not last too long. That is great. And then after that, we got the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 until 4, Dom Selvia 4 till 6, Pete Schwab, as we said, 6 until 8. Now, talk to me about this, Summers, because I thought after Schwab's show, it was Rick Smith, and then last night, it was a Native Roots Radio came on right after. Is that normally the, have I been saying it wrong? The schedule's changed, or do we know?
I'm going to look at that because I don't know.
I just want to make sure I'm saying it right. You understand? Anyway, if at some point you'll hear Rick Smith Across America and Native Roots Radio with our friend Robert Pyle, both great shows. I just want to make sure that I'm plugging them in the right way. Very quickly, we are maybe is one more call on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and TV programs that help propel women or their causes. Ollie calling from the North Woods. Ollie, did you have a particular show you wanted to vote for?
Well, I actually liked Mama Family, which is a spinoff of Carol Burnett.
Yes.
But I just wanted to suggest that since you are sort of tipping a hat to Mary Tyler Moore today, that when you leave today, you and your buddy there can also toss your hats in the air.
If only I had, exactly, I would. I don't have a hat with me right now. It's in my office.
Oh, well.
I have a baseball cap, but maybe I'll throw the papers today.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Ollie. I appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Now, this is a real-time, this is real-time information. This is fantastic. Our Casper, one of our engineers, says nothing has changed. It's Native Roots Radio and then the Rick Smith Show. All right. Well, I'm not sure what happened. I always thought Rick Smith came on first, and then it, I don't know. I really should go to the meetings more often. All right, we have to get this a couple of things in quickly while Zomers is taking a call here. According to CBS 58 in Milwaukee, this is great. Kids from all over the region came to Milwaukee yesterday for a big engineering tournament in a swimming pool. More than 160 middle school and high school students are competing in teams showing off their underwater engineering skills. The Navy League's 7th annual Sea Perch Tournament brought students from Illinois and Wisconsin to the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee's campus. It says, quote, practical applications, getting out of the classroom, and who doesn't want to play with water, said Eric Walbach, president of the Milwaukee Navy League. Teams are competing with remotely operated vehicles to complete tasks underwater, such as opening a hatch, taking off an octopus, and putting fish into a basket. They get basic skills, a basic skills kit, plus they can use $25 in additional parts of their choice. Usually 3D printed parts are the big ones that they use it for. Each team has to do three things. One, earn points in the main mission course. Two, move through rings in an obstacle course. And finally, give a presentation to professional engineers. Well, how about that? The top four teams from the competition will advance to the international tournament in Maryland this May. The Sea Perch, it doesn't involve live perch, I don't believe, but these engineering skills, and by golly, we need more engineers in the state of Wisconsin.
That is really cool.
Isn't it cool? I think it's great. And finally, a story about cougars. Cougars have been nicely done. Cougars have been on the endangered species list for 51 years, but they're slowly making a comeback. Lone male cougars have been seen in Wisconsin for the past 20 years. But last week in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, cougar cubs were confirmed by wildlife experts. It's the first evidence of the keystone species returning to the area in over 100 years. If you want the full story, this is real, go to www.goodgoodgood.co. Never heard of that?
Interesting website. I've never heard of that.
I know. I clicked on it, make sure it's real, and it's real. It's called Real Good News, Not Just Feel Good News. So there you go. Goodgoodgood.co. And you can learn more information and all about it. But that's great. The cougars are making a comeback.
I never knew they were gone. The animal. Yeah, right. No, it's great that they're making a comeback.
Back in my college days on Water Street in Platteville, there were a few that prowled the streets. But otherwise, no, there's truly a comeback. All right, well, that was a fun show today, Mr. Somers. How about that?
Indeed. And I really appreciated learning that Lucille Ball was a big part of bringing Star Trek. I didn't know that. I already had a ton of respect for her, but now even more.
She was really a groundbreaker in Hollywood in so very many ways. We'll get to the brackets tomorrow. Again, another first four set of games are coming up tonight, and then the tournament gets underway in earnest tomorrow. I'll share my bracket with you tomorrow. How about it's already set. There, you can see it's already done, so there's no cheating on Todd's part. And see what your brackets look like as well. Like Luke Mathers is going to join us tomorrow as well. And come on back. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn next. By the way, thank you to Trigby Olson and Zomers and all of you for listening. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow. Thanks, everybody.
Keep banging on your drum.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Bosch legacy actor Scott Clace to the show. Then Nightlight pal and Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins the show and gives us some fantastic recommendations. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the Federal Reserve keeping interest rates steady and watching key data on the economy. ABC's Brian Clark with more.
The Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged as expected, but still believes they will go down by half a percentage point this year. That would likely mean 2 quarter-point cuts. The Fed's Open Market Committee did note uncertainty as it reduced projected growth this year while increasing expectations for inflation.
The White House says the meeting between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky was good and centered on ways to find agreement after Russia's leader agreed to a 30-day pause to attack Ukraine's infrastructure. Pope Francis has been hospitalized for 34 days now in Rome. Doctors today say that infections, including the bilateral